With KSJD Local News, I'm Austin Cope. Cortez-based health provider Southwest Health System is supporting a bipartisan bill introduced Monday in the Colorado State Senate to avoid proposed funding cuts to hospitals in the state. Senate Bill 267 would allow the state to manage hospital funding through an enterprise fund instead of through the state's general fund. Doing so would sidestep the general fund's limits on state spending imposed by the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, also known as TABOR. Southwest Health System spokesperson Haley Leonard tells KSJD passage of the bill would allow them to continue their normal operations. If the bill doesn't pass, she said Southwest Health System could lose about $2 million from proposed state budget cuts, which could force the company to drop critical personnel, services, and technology. The Senate bill comes in response to a proposed state budget that would deeply cut funding to hospitals across the state in order to meet the state spending restrictions imposed by TABOR. The bill would also cut other state executive departments by 2% and restructure funding to schools and roads by using some state assets as collateral. The bill faces an uncertain future in the state legislature. Democrats may oppose cuts to the executive departments, and Republicans have opposed hospital funding restructures in the past. The bill will now move to committee, where lawmakers will make changes before its final hearing. A vote is expected in about 2 weeks. With KSJD, I'm Austin Cope.